We've been promising a big announcement all morning, haven't we, Ed Cavalli?
We have been promising a big announcement all morning. Sadly, it's not a big announcement, but it does. Does it count as an announcement? It's more of a thing. I'm not going to be doing this show next year. I've decided to move on, and because, well, people say, why, Ed? You know, I know. Look, no, stop crying, Marto.
Don't
seriously.
Go, Ed.
No, mate, seriously. No, Marto, come on, mate. Pick yourself up. No. There's no need for that. That's
come
it.
On,
no,
we
come
practice
on,
this.
Mate.
I've had my tears.
Come on, mate.
I've had my tears.
Now, look, I had a baby, and the baby lives in Melbourne, right? And so my wife also lives in Melbourne. And once I had the baby, people kept telling me that you're meant to live in the same city as your child.
No, that's not what I said. I said give it 3 or 4 years and then move back down.
Well, that's what I was like, well, hang on. That's not how it works. I've seen the NRL. That's not what you do. And so that's, I'll be doing something else with the company, but that's that. But I know that there's a, oh my goodness, look at this. People have already started, the messages of tears and the sadness is already reverberating around. I know that Tommy Radonikis is beside himself with the news. Tommy?
How f***ing good, Zach?
Ah, come on, mate.
Not the response we thought.
Couldn't have said it better, Tommy.
Come on, Tommy.
Oh,
bit of class, please.
Hold on. We've got a Carl ringing through as well. What, Carl?
Thank you. Thank you for the laughs, the sage advice, the calmness. The calmness.
Yeah,
and thank you for all of your support. Thank you for being a great colleague. Yeah. Thanks for being a great interviewer.
Yeah.
Thanks for being a great dancer and a truly, truly terrible singer. Thanks for being a great mum. I know you value that more than anything else. And thank you for being a great friend. The rest I will leave for when I see you.
Okay.
But whatever you do and wherever you go, you do so having made your mark on this show and on this man.
Mm-hmm.
And mostly you go with my love. Oh. Lots of love. All my love. We'll see you soon. Maybe after midday.
He loves you.
Look, I like it.
Give it a man love coming this arm.
I'd like to leave a mark on all the men that I meet. That's part of my it's part of my thing. The big question is, who is going to be taking over in this chair?
Oh.
Mm. What kind of individual is going to be taking over in this wonderful chair? It's a great gig. It's a lot of fun. And who is going to get a chance to speak to our wonderful Brisbane listeners every morning? And that will be answered.
He's behind you. He's coming in.
Oh, don't
in.
Say
he's.
Don't.
He's
he or she.
Or should we let Ed go and so they don't have to meet and have that uncomfortable moment?
No. Well, this is a glorious handing over.
We already know each other, and he does like an old. He does like a handing over, especially in the toilet at the Logies. Hello, Will Anderson.
Okay,
oh
whoops.
No, sorry, that's Melbourne. Yeah. I would like to say hello, Lawrence Moonman Mooney.
Yep, not a lot of options, so Triple M had to go for me. But I've got to say, this is probably one of the cleanest transitions in commercial radio history. Because normally, find a headless body in a ditch and they go, where's Ed? And it's like, no, Ed's gone now. And so this is actually a handover.
Isn't this weird?
You have been knifed in the dead of night.
No, because Marto, look, we've got to turn to you here. Because, mate, you've been doing this job forever, right? You've been doing this job with millions of people for 1,000 years. Is this the cleanest, happiest, most... how do I put this? Jovial handover of a job you've ever seen in your
it's
time.
It's the only time I've ever seen the two people meet each other as they pass. Right. As you say, normally there's a disappearance, and let's not talk about that.
And
nothing
you've not
to
been
see
walked
here.
From the building, Ed.
Wow, right.
I wouldn't know what that was like.
No, you wouldn't know what that's like.
There's no grainy shots of you at a Thailand rehab saying, I'm not on it. I'm just having a holiday.
Moonman, and it's that type of gear we expect. I leaked this to a couple of the, I had to give a bit of an inside word to a couple of the people that are an intricate part of this show, just to make sure they're aware of it. And a number of people have stepped forward and said, look, can I please welcome Moon in my own way? So Moon, here's just a few welcomes that some of the friends of the Triple M Brisbane show would like to give you. I believe a young man who used to play football for the Gold Coast Titans would like to go first.
Hey guys, John Spooty here on the bloody lawn from bloody Wolf to France. Just wanted to say welcome to Lawrence Studios to have a drink to celebrate. Yeah, Joel Monaghan said he wants to have a drink to celebrate. And Tokani, he's got his own drinks, he doesn't want to help you. Out with that. We've got to send you a hamper. Toddy sent you a life pass to Northies, and Joel Monaghan's got you a tub of Vegemite and a and a life pass to the pound. Good on you, Moon.
Oh. Well, that's Birdie. You'll be hearing from him when the lawyers allow it.
So, I like that Todd Carney's refreshing himself.
Isn't he, though? And also, there's a housewife in Logan who's got a bit of a thing for Mardo, but I love her. I showed her some of your fine work, and I believe that Rosalie might be on board.
Rosalie from Logan here. Oh, Lawrence Birdie, I did a Google image of you, and you've got a head like a dropped pie that's been run over by one of those trams on the Gold Coast and then put back reconstructed, but they put everything back the wrong way round. You look awful. I absolutely love it. Right now, I'm covering myself in bubble bath, and I'm getting on a bus. No, I won't be wearing anything, and I'll be at the studio to give you a body slide before Barnsley can say, "Get out of my dressing room, who are you?"
Oh, Rosalie, what a welcome that was.
Well, it's only getting started because you know that the Prime Minister's a big fan of yours. Mm. And you're never seen in the same room, you and Rich Uncle Mel, which is very weird. And I can start to maybe see why, because I know that the Prime Minister wants you to come on board as well.
Mm. Yes, hello, it's Malcolm Turnbull here. Thankfully, Lawrence Mooney's joining the show, so you'll get a better impersonation of me than this one.
Well, that's good news.
I've
but of course,
say, I was also welcomed last night by Mrs. Martin, who said, we went out to dinner and she said, "You've got a head like a Walters."
Yes, she did say that.
Like one of the Walters boys.
That should be the first stunt. You should get Boxhead, Walters and Moon standing next to each other and see whose head is the larger.
I'm a lost Walters brother. That's
here's
terrific.
Here's the thing, though. You can't do this job
it's
without
very emotional.
About the approval of the man sitting to your left, which is Greg Marto Martin, who's been here, part of the furniture. He is the absolute fabric of Triple M.
Yeah, where is this going?
And I know that, Marto, that it's always, that's the last step, Marto. When Marto approves, then you're more than welcome. The listeners welcome you into their hearts. Robin, you and I have both been through that. He's a very generous man to welcome you on board.
Come on.
And I know that he called me late last night and he said, "Mate, I just want to record something because he'll be too emotional in the morning to welcome Moon." So this is, Marto, in your own words, how would you like to welcome Lawrence Mooney?
Rugby 360. Yeah, it's Marto here. Lawrence Mooney, when I first heard the news, I wasn't sure, but then I thought, well, if Lawrence wants to become a woman and play in the AFLW, then good luck to him. It's a great idea. I mean, to be frank, I reckon Will Geddy should transfer or whatever it's called. Maybe he could show up. We'll have a decent team or something. Anyway, I'm going to have a light out. I think I've hit my head on the ladder.
Beautiful, Marto.
Wonderful.
But I'm not going to be pigeonholed by anyone. I'll identify how I like.
All seriousness, Moon, what are you looking forward to 2018?
Well, 2018, I'm looking forward to working with you guys. I've worked with you on and off over the last 3 years as Rich Uncle Mal and filled in here for Ed when he's decided to not turn up to work.
How dare you?
Because he had a baby.
I don't have a problem. I was on holiday in Thailand, Moon. That was a holiday.
Okay. Those grainy shots from a rehab. I'm just visiting friends. I'm looking forward to just having a bit of a laugh to start the day and having a good time.
Your friendship with Russell Crowe is an interesting one.
Yeah, well, Russ is right here. Yeah, g'day, folks. I can actually endorse the Moon Man. He's a good guy.
Wow.
And his voice isn't as deep as mine because he's a bit lacking down south. But guys, I'm just going to pop out for a smoke.
Okay.
I'll
see you later. See, Russ.
Fascinating.
That was incredible. Oh, no.
He's still going.
Thanks, Russ. Yeah. No, he always loves to have a chat on the way out the door. Absolutely. So, the Prime Minister will be here. Big Russ will be popping in. It's a star-studded lineup. Yeah.
Well, that is the beauty of you, Moon. You are not a stranger. You've been on the show before. Mm. So here's just a taste of what you can expect next year on Brisbane's Triple M.
So I went along and I got mole mapped. And, insert all jokes here. Yeah. Did they find out where your ex lives?
I mean, blah, blah, blah. Like that. You're the only one thinking like that. The mole map.
The mole map.
God.
Can I get one of those? Is there one for my suburb?
Where they all live. Easily identifiable.
It's not the old days anymore, where I drove home once after being concussed. Also, what they used to do was give you smelling salts and someone would stick their finger up your bum. That was the old days.
Are you for real?
Was there a bunch of blokes lining up going, I think I'm concussed. Excuse me, I've got a bit of concussion, coach. No, mate, you've been concussed three times this week. I'm not doing it again.
I wish I had brought all right. that up. Anyway. Right.
I became a customs officer. People will always say, did you pinch a bit of weed? And yes, we did. I think it's outside the statute of limitations now. Yeah. So that was over an Easter weekend. We went home to our Band 2's place and skinned up a couple of fatties. Still in uniform. The weird thing is, when you get paranoid, you look around and you go, God, there's five customs officers here. I am one too. Oh. I reckon if it came to Brad and Angelina, yeah. I definitely would choose Angelina.
No way, Brad.
Oh,
no,
come on. I would stay with... Listen, I am a 26-year-old Cambodian boy and I want my bath.
Mum!
So basically what you're going to get is stolen marijuana, where are the local moles, and can I have a finger in the jacksy, please?
And don't forget, bath time with Angelina.
Perfect.
In fact, it's going to become a segment on this show, bath time with Angelina.
Bath time with Angelina. Yeah. It's going to be great. Moon. Can I go now? Can I go on gardening leave
Pass
or something?
Pass me the loofah.
No, you're hanging around till the end of the year, mate. You're staying till the end.
Nah, we'll see. Lawrence Mooney, it's an absolute pleasure to have you part of the team next year. It's the happiest changing of the guard ever in radio history.
Weird. Well, yeah, it's good. I just want to say that I think there's one thing that really sums me up. And I heard Mickey Malthouse, famous Collingwood coach, one day say that nothing good happens in a bar after midnight.
Wow.
Well, that's wrong. good stuff happens in the bar. Great stuff happens in the toilets. Excellent stuff happens in the car park. You're wrong, Mickey. Okay,
that's right.
And that's who I am.
Very good. Lawrence Moonman's Mooney joining us next year. It's 9 minutes to 9 on Brisbane's Triple M.